Alrighty, let's call this attitude number one. There's a massive difference between these different attitudes I'm just going to go through real quick. Ready? I hope this works. It'd be nice if it happened today. I hope it happens soon. I don't see it. There's a lot more. But here's the thing, I don't see it means you're not feeling it. Okay, I don't look for signs, I don't look for evidence. I just notice, how do I feel? Where am I feeling from? Hoping it happens, hoping this works, is radically different than I dig you. You get the difference between that and, oh, you're pretty cute. When I say you're beautiful, it has nothing to do with you. And yet, it's true. You get it? This is where you really gotta play. In other words, I don't look for any sign whether or not this is going to be a dream-driven day. I get to discover how it is. What am I giving life to? What am I giving life to right now? Because if you notice that there's panic, if you notice that there's panic defined as, let's call it the whirlwind, right? Or being sucked down into that vortex in the middle of the lake. Or that your raft is just disintegrating. You're going to die in that stagnant pond, right? It's not going to become a swamp soon enough. You see, I don't dare say time is an illusion, because time is something that you get to play with every day. You see, dream-driven day is just simply noticing, where are you now? The problem is, whenever people try to slice into the time slice of now, they tend to make it something very narrow. Or, the rest of my life will be perfect once this happens and the problem has gone away. It's almost impossible to relate to either until you can just nail I think there's a reason why our hands are about where our belly is. I remember my buddy Jimmy Bush used to sit there, he'd have his fingers inside his waistband, just feeling his belly whenever he was content. And I don't mean calm. I just mean content, fully enjoying his life, his porch, his dog. A dream-driven day has you experiencing joy instead of chasing happiness. These tiny little seeming distinctions, let's just call them either micro-states or indicators of your states. Right now, just notice, am I chasing happiness or feeling joy? See, this is where flirting comes in for me, because if you're flirting to chase happiness, flirting to get a yes, right? If I flirt, maybe she'll, bow chicka wow wow. Bow chicka wow wow for the transcriber. I'll say it slow. On the other hand, flirting just to flirt. You see, I flirt for no's. Why flirt for a yes when you can flirt for a no? See, get this. This is called attitude, right? I flirt for a no. Because if she says no, or if she disengages, that's just another opportunity to engage. You see, what if it happens today is the attitude most people tend to stay in stuck mode with. What if it happens today? Fuck, what if it doesn't? Oh my God. Then it could happen tomorrow. Right? God, I know the transcription here is going to be a little weird. But here's the thing, guys. Okay. What if they didn't today? Oh my God. You see, I'm almost anticipating. See, what if they couldn't? See, the transcript is really going to be weird here. Because can you hear in the inflection my anticipation, the joy? It's almost like when you order a meal. And instead of me, when I order a meal, I love it getting item number 7. We talked about this on a live call a long time ago. When you go to a restaurant, order number 7. Okay, just go 7 items down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and order that. Talk about good fun. I experience so much lovely dopamine by doing that. Because it's not like I'm comparing, well, I hope it's good this time compared to the last time. I hope it lives up to my memory of it. Number 7, I get to discover. You see, it's not about whether or not any particular wish happens on any particular moment or day. You see, this is what we're wiggling into. It's not a yes-no paradigm to me. It's a which one now. And now, and now. I know I'm going to eat lunch today. God, the sunrise here is just glorious this morning. I know I'm going to eat lunch today. My thing is, which hunger is it going to fulfill? See, I already have. I've got, see, I'm at the chunk size right now of knowing I've manifested an awesome lunch. Right? And now I get to discover which one does it get to be. Because my desire will chunk down. See, here's a how-to for you today. We're going to start bumping into more obvious how-tos. So far, they've been pretty subtle. I can nail Victoria's Yum for a very general lunch today. And then I can dial it down a little bit, right? See, by the way, I don't dial it down using my head. I just notice, okay, cool. So I've nailed the yum for her for lunch today. A yum, right? And at some point, maybe what shows up is lamb. Ooh. And then I'll notice if I nail that. And once I nail that, maybe it'll chunk down again. Ooh, lamb souvlaki. Ooh. Boom. Right? And maybe I'll chunk down again. Ooh, lamb souvlaki from the chicken joint on the corner. Ooh, they're normally not open on Sundays. Boom. And suddenly, for some reason, it's their 25th anniversary. They're open, 50% off. Yeah, I'm the last one to get it. Boom. This is how my life works. But I don't define all this at the beginning. I discover it along the way as I chunk down. And that's what I've given you an example of today. What I want you to do is play with chunking down. Play with something pretty darn general. By the way, don't wait months. if you move into the feeling of financial freedom, right? Financial freedom, let's just nail that. What's it like knowing that financially you are well taken care of? Just nail that. And then notice what chunking it down the next size means to you. It might mean doubling your income and working half the time. It may have a new business idea show up. Okay, it may have. But whatever shows up next after you nail the feeling of financial security, financial freedom, whatever it is for you. I'm not big on security. Maybe it's from being a cop. But options, freedom. You see, for me, when I move into financial freedom, financial security, and I chunk down a little bit, I just notice, right, time. I'm having the time of my life. I have flexibility with time. I enjoy my time. Once I feel, yeah, I know what it's like, I control my time. My time does not have sprawl over it. And once I move down a little bit, something happens like, okay, cool. An idea shows up for a book, a project, a website. All right. What's it going to be? And then it chunks down a little bit more. Maybe I have a conversation with somebody in the hot tub or at the shops. Or yeah, and then that goes into something. See, right now I'm exploring my local business. I haven't explored local business in years. Because local business for me tends to be a time consumer the way I used to run it. But now I get to run it with attitude. Ooh, imagine that. Imagine if we had little events here. You know, some maybe two a month or once every 3 weeks or something to keep people guessing. That had, you could show up, you know, for a meal, for an evening, a chat, a small little group thing. Wouldn't that be fun? See, that's something that's emerging out of the financial freedom, not trading time for dollars, chunking down, chunking down, chunking down. Ooh, I'm having local people start to talk to me about what I do in the oddest places, about the most interesting things. See, I don't start at that chunk size. What I started at is the chunk size of financial freedom and then move down. Alrighty, so notice where we began, notice where we've woven into. Go play. Remember the attitude. Notice the attitude. Notice the attitude isn't the words, but it's, you can hear it in the tonality. You can get it through the breath. And maybe we'll talk about Stanislav Grof and LSD during the course. Let me know in a comment if you'd like to do that, because there's some fascinating stuff there. Alrighty. Catch you in the Facebook group. See ya.